Blog Talk Radio.
I want to be
for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceviewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Graceview Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ Television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening again and welcome to Passion for Christ. I am your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Graceview Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina. And once again, I'm absolutely elated to be with you on this broadcast on tonight. Our topic is the hidden blessings of experiencing pain. The hidden blessings of experiencing pain. Pain, beloved, is an internal / external message or indicator that occurs when there is a past, present, or future unresolved issue. Pain is not always permanent, but it certainly demands a response which causes a person to naturally seek help. Otherwise, you will make your pain permanent when your pain could just be temporary. However, for those who refuse to search out for relief, pain can paralyze you and place you in a pool of agony, a pool of deterioration, a pool of depression and complacency. It would be foolish, beloved, to have a migraine, to have a major headache and not try to do anything to get some pain relief. So you have made a choice to either respond to pain or not respond to pain. Either way, you've made a decision. So it is, when we have pain, we have to do something about that pain. There are some people in the book of James. The chapter is number one, and the verse is number one, and these people were experiencing pain. Let me tell you the kind of pain that they were going through. Notice the Bible, and I'm reading from the New American Standard Translation. James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes, notice this, who are dispersed abroad. If you have a King James translation, it should say scattered. Then he says, greetings. These Jewish Christians had obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ and no doubt had been going through a persecution because of their religious conviction. And they had been scattered from their homes. They had been scattered from their cities. Beloved, they had been scattered from no doubt family members. They had been scattered from their natural habitat. They had been scattered from a geographic location, an area to which they were most familiar, and they had to experience some pain of being scattered. So James is writing and responding in his letter, first of all, to people who are experiencing pain because of their dilemma, their situation, and their issues. So these believers who experience the pain of being scattered, notice what he told them in verse number two. He says, consider it all joy when you encounter various trials. I think that is interesting. He says, consider it all joy. Now, if you have a King James, the translators use the word count. Now, let me tell you what the word consider or count means. It means to lead with the thought of a thing, or simply to think. Let me break that down for you. When you look at that word, consider, or count, it means to have the leading thought of, the leading thought of, the leading thought of. Now, I want to quickly study three ways on how you can consider it all joy when you experience the pain of trials, because he said, consider it all joy when you encounter various trials. Now, it took me some years to really understand this, because at first glance, if you just read it devotionally, you may think that James is telling you to be joyous. That's not what James is saying to do. He's not saying have a smile on your face when you're experiencing pain in your life. He's not saying run around and do cartwheels and backflips and do all that stuff and be happy as if you're excited, as if you just won a championship. That's not what James is saying. What James is talking about is a spiritual phenomenon, a mental phenomenon. He's saying that the leading thought that you should have when you experience some trials and tribulations is that God will bless something good to come from the pain that you are currently experiencing. And that's what he's saying do. He says, consider in your mind, think about how God can take this and use what I am going through right now in a positive way. So if you do not do that, then you're going to have some problems. So what James is saying, I need you to think how God can make all of your pain become joy. That needs to be the leading thought in your mind as you experience in the pain of being scattered. That's contextually what James is doing. So how in the world could James say consider it all joy? First of all, you have to control what your leading thoughts will be when you are going through trials and tribulations. I want you to get your mind around that. You have to control your leading thoughts. What are usually our leading thoughts are negative, because we say, here we go again. I'm so tired of dealing with this. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I completely understand that. I would be lying if I said those thoughts don't come across my mind from time to time, because as human beings, we have to know that we were born again spiritually. So the natural inclination for a human being is to always sometimes think not in a spiritual way or in a spiritual manner. So that's why God saved us and gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit to remind us of the things that we have come to know and learn and memorize and understand from Holy Writ in Scripture. So you have to control and understand and analyze the leading thoughts in your mind when you are going through trials and tribulations. Now, in order to have the leading thought in your mind to be that of joy, you must rebuke the leading thought in your mind when the initial thought is to have sorrow. And that's what usually our initial thoughts are, because it's very difficult. It is very difficult to think positive in the midst of your storm, in the midst of your pain, in the midst of a loved one going through something and you want to help, but it just feels like you cannot do anything about it. But James says, for those who are experiencing pain, I need you to consider, which means to have the leading thought, that God can turn all of the pain that you are experiencing from this trial and this tribulation, God could turn that into joy. So it has to get your mind to start thinking and churning in a positive spiritual way. That needs to always replace the negative thought that sometimes is your leading thought. Now, here's how you do that. There are three ways you can do that. Number one, you consider it all joy when you encounter trials. Notice James chapter 1 and verse number 2. He says, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. In other words, for the child of God, you cannot quit. You cannot give up. You cannot say, I'm done with Christ. You cannot say, I'm done with the church. You cannot say, I don't want to go any further. He says, when you encounter a trial, here's what you do when you're encountering trial. And I hope I'm helping somebody tonight. He says, consider, think in your mind that God is going to take this pain and God is going to turn it somehow, some way into joy. Well, what kind of trials and tribulations are you talking about, James? He says, consider it all. Whatever it is, all of it needs to be considered joy when you encounter those trials. Because God is doing something, all right? Second thing is, you consider it all joy while you experience trials. See, in the midst of your trial, you have the option to keep on going, to keep on fighting, or the temptation may say to give up on God and do all these different things, but that's not what James is telling Christian people who have been scattered to do. So in the midst of your trial, while you are experiencing pain because of your trial or your tribulation, you have to consider, think in your mind, have the leading thought that God is going to do something good with this. Now, before Timberland, before Kanye West, before Aaron Hall, before Teddy Riley, before Stevie Wonder, before all of the great producers that have ever lived, all of these wonderful people, Soulja Boy for you young saints on the phone tonight, before all of these great producers ever lived, God was the first producer. And let me help you here. While you are experiencing pain, verse 3 says, knowing that the testing of your faith, here it is, produces endurance. Now, the word endurance is also translated as the word patience. So when you are going through a trial, you just need to know that it is simply a test of your faith. It is a test of your belief in God blessing you with something, even though you cannot even see it with the naked eye. Because if you could see it, then it's not faith. Because the Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight, which means that we believe in what we cannot see, knowing that God could unfold a blessing to which we don't know how God is going to do it. That, my friends, is blind faith. So in the midst of your trial, there's something that you need to know. Verse 3 says, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. So as you're going through your trial, you have to say to yourself that I'm going to think about what God is going to do and give me in terms of the spiritual characteristics that he knows that I need to survive this Christian journey through this trial and this test of my faith. God is going to bless me with some endurance. And if God gives me endurance, I know that there is nothing that I cannot make it past. There is nothing that I cannot make it from. God knows that I need this spiritual characteristic called endurance, because my goal is to make it to heaven. If I miss heaven, heaven, everything was messed up because I didn't finish the goal. I didn't finish the race. I didn't make it to the finish line. And everything that I'm fighting for, everything that I'm living for, everything that I'm reading my Bible for, everything is to encourage my faith so that I can make it to the finish line and get to heaven. And in order for me to do that, God knows that I need some endurance. So he allows me to go through and experience a faith test, but it's just a test. And if I know that, then I can consider in my mind that God is using this faith test to give me some endurance so that he knows that I know how to make it until the end. The last thing I want to tell you is simply the fact that you can consider it all joy when you exit trials. See, trouble don't last always. And then they're going to come a place and a point and a time period in your life where you're going to look back and say, you know what? God was teaching me to be strong. God was teaching me to be patient. God was teaching me to love somebody. God was helping me build my humility. God was helping me build my kindness. God was helping me with these characteristics that I need in order to make it to the end. So you consider it all joy when you exit a trial. So there are some spiritual characteristics that you will lack if you do not experience any test. A test measures your faithfulness, your ability, your commitment, your knowledge, your wisdom, your strength, and your overall grasp of demonstrating the spiritual characteristics needed to remain faithful to the Lord during your Christian journey. Let me leave you with this and I'm done. There are three J's of joy that I want to remind you of. Because when we have these prayer calls, at one point it pains my heart when I hear people struggling because I hate to see that people have to deal with things. But it makes me also feel good to know that we have a God that can change our situation, that God is always working in the midst of our problems, and God is always up to something and trying to produce something better in us, in our Christian and spiritual character. So on one end, I know that God is up to something, and if we all have faith when we go to God in prayer, even on tonight when we have the prayer request, that we know that God is going to bless us and God is going to use the negative situations that we experience from time to time, and he's going to turn something good out of that. So the three J's of joy that I want you to remember this lesson by, the three J's of joy. There was Job, there was Joseph, and Lord have mercy, there was Jesus. Job lost all his wealth, his health, and his family with the exception of his wife. But Job said in Job chapter 13 and verse number 15, though he slay me, I will hope in him. God eventually blessed Job with a double portion and replaced everything that Job lost. So in the end, Job could tell you to consider it all joy when you encounter various trials. Joseph was placed into the pit by his very own brothers who were supposed to love him, but they hated him. Joseph was lied on by a woman named Potiphar's wife, who should have respected Joseph's integrity, but she despised his integrity and lied on him, causing Joseph to be placed in the prison. You got those two P's. He was in the pit, then he was in the prison. So Joseph could only consider that God would allow all the dreams that God gave Joseph while he was in the prison, because Joseph was still faithful to the Lord, even though he had wrongfully been convicted of a crime that he did not commit. He had been wrongfully placed into the pit and been sold into Egyptian slavery. But Joseph believed that his dream that God gave him would come to fruition. So Joseph kept his faith, and eventually God elevated him to the palace of Pharaoh, becoming second in command to only Pharaoh, thus saving his family. And God was able to keep the seed promise that God would keep the Hebrew family alive so that the coming Messiah would come through the loins of Jacob's son, Judah. So Joseph could tell you tonight to consider it all joy when you encounter various trials. Jesus, the Son of God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, walked this earth in the flesh for 30 years. Then he began his earthly ministry at the age of 30 for 3 years. He preached, he taught, he helped, he healed crooked bodies and made them straight. He caused blinded eyes to see. He raised the dead even from their graves, but his own received him not. And he was arrested falsely, beaten, mocked, spat upon. And Isaiah says in Isaiah chapter 53, in verse number 3, he was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. and like one from whom men hide their face. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastising for our well-being fell upon him, and by him his scourging we are healed. They put our Jesus, beloved, on the cross. They nailed the Son of God, who was an innocent man, to the cross. He was crucified, and he died on that cross. But early on Sunday morning, God loosed the pains of death, and God raised Jesus from the grave. The Hebrew writer says, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who, here it is, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Even though the pain that you and I have to experience from time to time sometimes feels and seems insurmountable, just know that if you think about how God operates, God could take the pain that we experience, give us the spiritual qualities and characteristics that he needs, and he can turn our pain into something good that we actually need that can bless us. Let me leave you with this, and I'm truly done. Mentally consider, which means to have the leading thought or think of, your pain as the process by which God will use to produce something good through your test, if you remain faithful and obedient to the Lord, firm until the end. Some of you may say, you know what, Lord, I needed to go through that during that time of my life because you gave me the endurance that I need to maintain this Christian journey. Let us pray for you tonight. We thank you for listening to Passion for Christ with yours truly, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Grace Free Church of Christ. The hidden blessings of experiencing pain. The hidden blessings of experiencing pain. Think, have the leading thought that God is going to take what you are enduring and he's going to produce something good. He's done it with Job, he's done it with Joseph, and he sure enough did it with Jesus. And James wants us to consider it all joy. Dial number one on your phones right now. Let's take it to God, and we want to pray for you. Dial number one on your phones and tell us what your prayer request is. Let God take it. God bless you tonight. Caller ending in 2698, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening, Brother Jones. Thank you once again for another wonderful message. Continue prayer for this program and continue prayer for you, your wife, and you guys' family. And continue prayer for everyone on the call. And pray for our new convert who was baptized on yesterday. And keep doing what you're doing, brother.
God bless you, Brother Woods. Thank you for the praise report of the new convert. We certainly appreciate your encouragement, and we want to tell you to consider it all joy. Bless you. Caller ending in 1340, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening. This is Sister Carol Walker. Thank you for that message, and I am counting everything joy no matter what I'm going through. Asking you to continue to pray for me. I'm feeling a lot better than I had over the weekend, and keep praying that I get even much better before Thursday. Pray for myself and the ladies that will be going on a ladies' inspirational cruise as we walk with Jesus on the water. Thank you.
Bless you, Sister Walker. We'll certainly keep you in prayer, and we certainly thank you for your encouragement on tonight as well. Consider it all joy. God bless you. Caller ending in 6725, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Good evening, Brother Jones. This is Priscilla Northfleet from Detroit, Michigan. I just want to thank you for that dynamic message. It's a shout moment. My daughter, Joanna Williams, is in the hospital, and we thought she was going to have bowel obstruction surgery, but we just got the x-ray report back, and we just counted all joy, and I just thank you so much, and thank all everybody that's been praying for Giovanna. Continue to keep us in prayer, and that she'll do better and she'll be home soon. Thank you.
Thank you for that praise report, Sister Northfleet. We certainly appreciate hearing that, and we just appreciate you so very much for your encouragement. Consider it all joy. God bless you. Caller ending in 9586, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Brother John, this is Sister Johnson. Thank you for the message again. I enjoyed it. I wish ask you to pray for my stepmom, Gladys Pitts, who's in the hospital with pneumonia, and pray for all those that's on the line and those in the household of faith. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Johnson. We'll certainly keep Ms. Gladys in prayer, and we'll pray for those Christians that are on the line tonight and all those throughout the Churches of Christ. God bless you tonight. Caller in again, 3964. You're on the air live as well. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Yes, Brother Jones, this is Sister Pam. Thank you for the message this evening. Asking you all to pray for my family. We've definitely gone through a lot of trials and tribulations, and but we count it all joy. Asking you to pray for us for traveling grace, pray for our, especially for my children, for their schooling and the job situations. Also pray for my husband's health, especially he's having an issue with his foot, and just continue to pray for Kennedy and her health, and pray for me for that God will continue to give me guidance, and pray for my children at school and my mom and dad. Thank you.
God bless you, Sister Pam. We'll certainly keep you, your family, and all those people and things in prayer, and we certainly appreciate you entrusting us to take your cares up to the Lord even on tonight. God bless you. Caller ending in 3251, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening, Pastor Jones. This is Vivian Morris from Seneca, South Carolina, and I thoroughly enjoyed that wonderful message on that wonderful, powerful, and timely message on faith, and we will definitely be applying that to our daily lives. My request tonight is for one of my best friends named Jackie, who is going through a double mastectomy on tomorrow and some subsequent tests and surgeries in the upcoming future. So I do ask that you pray for her as she goes through this, and that she can maintain that faith and that connection with her main power source.
Thank you so much, Vivian Morris. So good to have you on tonight. Thank you for being with us on Passion for Christ. Good to hear your voice. We certainly keep you and your best friend in prayer. She is in the best hands that she could potentially and possibly be in. And we just thank you so much for allowing us to take that prayer up to God. Consider it all joy. Caller in again, 5249. You're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Good evening, Brother Jones. Thank you for the lesson. I'm asking prayer on behalf of one of my cousins who was in a horrific accident during the holidays that she sustained some brain injuries. Asking prayer for the families that are in bereavement, the sick and the ailing, the elderly especially. May we keep watch over them as it is cold and weather is treacherous. So just pray for the Hagler Street family, Grace View family, and our family. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Anderson, for being with us on tonight. We certainly keep the Hagler Street Church and your family member in prayer, and we just thank you so very much for your encouragement. Let me leave you with this. This will take 30 seconds. A good friend of mine who I had intended to have a testimony tonight, but I was not able to make it work. She does a lot of our marketing material. She lives in Columbia. I'm not going to call her name out now, but if I can get her on this line at some point in the near future, I want her to tell you her testimony. She, over the past few months, was dealing with some major health problems. She was told that she had a tumor in her stomach and that it potentially was cancerous, and she was not able to walk. She was not able to work, and she finally went in to have it removed. And when she went after 2 months this past week to have it removed, the doctors had the quickest surgery ever. because they no longer could find it because there was no longer any tumor. So God is still in the business of healing people, blessing people with miracles, and God is blessing just phenomenal supernatural things to take place, and it's all because of faith. And I wanted to share that with you quickly to let all of you know. Many of us are stressed because we have people on our hearts and minds to whom we love, to whom we care about, to whom we have a great deal of respect and admiration for, and we just cannot do anything else other than give our prayers, our cares unto God. We are going right now to go to God in prayer. I need everybody with bowed heads, eyes closed, and I need everybody on this line thinking seriously about your trial, your tribulation, and that God wants you to consider all of the wonderful possibilities that he could take your trials and your tribulations and cause those to come into joy so that he can give you the spiritual characteristics that you need even on tonight. Bow with us tonight. We're going to be led in prayer by one of our prayer warriors here at the Grace Free Church of Christ in Anderson. Brother Matthew Garner is going to take us out. God bless you and thank you for tuning in tonight. Brother Garner, it's yours.
Our Father, which art in heaven, good master. Once again, Lord, we come with humble hearts, bound before the throne of grace and mercy. Lord, we thank thee, Lord, for Jesus, the Son of the living God who died on that old rugged cross. Based upon the fact what Jesus did, Lord, if thou be so kind to forgive us all for all shortcomings, forgive us all for all sins. Guide us, Lord, in a path of righteousness, knowing heaven it will go. Heavenly Father, Lord, there's a host of your saints on the call. Some made their requests known, some may have not. Lord, you know the hearts of all men. Heavenly Father, Lord, for each and every one, Lord, bless each and every one with traveling grace, Heavenly Father. Lord, we're all just truly, truly thankful for what Jesus did for us, Heavenly Father. Lord, you send the best you had and all you had at the same time. Lord, many of us, Lord, is dealing with health issues. Lord, thou be so kind to just touch each and every one, Heavenly Father. We know, Lord, all you have to do is speak the word from a majestic throne on high. Lord, give us all guidance, Heavenly Father. Continue to do thy will, Heavenly Father, according to thy will. Bless all those on the call. Bless all those that's got sickness, diseases, or going through things, Heavenly Father, have to go to doctors or whatever they may be, Heavenly Father. Bless all those that's going through bereavement, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, Lord, bless all those that's gone by the wayside. Lord, we all the time, we don't do what thou commandest us to do. We do transgress from time to time. Lord, we know that Jesus, the blood of the righteous, Heavenly Father, will cleanse us from all sins. Lord, forgive us, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless us. Lord, we just want to make heaven our home. Lord, we just want to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Bless all the congregations, all those who abide in the one Lord, the one faith, and the one baptism. Heavenly Father, Lord, bless the White family, Heavenly Father, Lord. Taylor Street Church of Christ, the Grace View Church of Christ, Heavenly Father, Lord, the Grant family, I-85 congregation as well, the William Street Church of Christ, and all the congregation that dwell in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, as we leave from this call, but not from our sight, put your love carrying arms around us, bless us until the next day we'll see Heavenly Father. Bless us, touch us as we lay down, we wake up with Jesus on our mind, Heavenly Father, as Brother Wham prepares another dynamic lesson on the 7:30 call in the morning. Lord, these and all the blessings that's in Jesus' name. So let the saints of God with one voice say, amen.
Concentrate on the things you learn and obey His best command.
He'll receive you, yeah.
He'll receive you with all
open arms. Say the Lord
is there to take your hand.
To the angels in heaven.
Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones. In keeping with the mandate given in Mark Chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to his disciples by Jesus Christ, we urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.